Okay, I've got an anonymous recovering substance abuser on the line, and if I could just ask you a couple of questions about addictive personality.
Okay, go ahead.
What do you think can attribute to someone having an addictive personality? Is it, are those people born with it, or is it something that's acquired, like maybe through life events, or?
I've heard that addictive personalities can come, you can be born with it, but I myself don't know anybody that's that. More or less just on how you were brought up and how you see the world, how you feel about yourself and related to other people, whether you feel equal to them or you don't really feel equal to people, and you got to kind of run and hide and get that good feeling from a substance because you can't get it from people.
Yeah, so it's you're saying basically it can be acquired through just like life experience or I guess even like trauma or something when you're a kid or like anything
trauma,
pretty much,
yeah.
Eh?
Trauma, yeah, and just, inadequacy, feeling inadequate to a lot of to the world and other people in the world. There's all different ways. Or just, you know, some people are just get the personality. They get an accident, they get put on painkillers by the doctor, and they end up being hooked. There's all different ways of having an addictive personality.
Exactly. Now, if somebody does get like say hooked on a drug, maybe in that manner, like you know, as a painkiller or sleeping pills or something like that, and they do get addicted, does that mean though that they have an addictive personality or had an addictive personality? Or is it...
In my own experience, from the people I just got into a substance at a young age, not from any, not because of any doctors or prescriptions. Myself, it was more or less, it made me feel better about who I am and what I am. It was just a way of dealing with things. But as far as somebody that never had a problem and then was put on something by their doctor, I don't know if that stems from they always had that addictive personality in the first place or... I'm not sure how that would work.
Okay. And like as far as dealing with it, is it, I guess I would imagine there's some people that just never get help. Do most people know that, you know, usually that there is a problem, and even if they maybe don't want to get help or are scared to or anything, do they usually know that, you know, I'm addicted to something or I'm...
Well, a lot of people, they'll go into the denial thing where they just don't admit to themselves that they have a problem. And unless life brings them into some kind of circumstances where they, you know, like where they're down and out, where they lose a lot, whether it's material wise or they lose a lot of love from the family or, you know, you got to lose to want to turn it around, because if you don't really lose anything, you just stay in denial and tell yourself you don't have a problem.
And I guess lastly, I just asked you if there's people, I guess, that have an addictive personality, but they like what they do and they, you know, they don't really care. I guess would they just continue doing it, or
exactly? Yeah, basically, you know, like if, like for myself, like when I was a teenager, I was always getting high, and you know, I never really got it. And before I started getting into trouble with the law, and you know, like,
well, then when you were doing it, and you thought that, I mean, you were into it and you were enjoying it, say, or whatever, or you maybe like getting high or the social aspect of it or whatever, but. Did you ever think that in your mind, like, you know, this is wrong or I should stop or something, but, you know, I like it, so I'm just going to keep doing it kind of thing?
No, I never really thought it was wrong. It was fun, and I was in denial that it was affecting anybody until it got to the point where I was in a lot of trouble and I had nobody to turn to because I burned a lot of bridges. Then I realized that it was a problem. I had to do something about it. And I, more or less, when you hit your bottom, it pulls you out of that denial phase because you either realize you got a problem and get help or... in denial and end up dying, among
right.
other things.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time and gives us a little insight into, you know, what that world is like, sort of. So thanks a lot for
okay.
that.
You're welcome.